Spanish, the word mezcla means mixture. And with me to describe mezcla, art and writing from the Tumble Words Project, Volume 2, are poet and founder of the Tumble Words Project, Donna Snyder, along with Nick Adam Rodriguez, who is the editor and also did the cover art and layout for this volume. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Monica. Thank you for having us here.
My pleasure to be here.
Yes, and I just got a copy in my hand. Good job, Nick. Really nice looking cover. This is very appealing.
Thank you. I tried as hard as I could to get something in order that would look decent, and I think it came out all right.
I think better than all right. Is this what you do professionally, or is this...
Wouldn't that be swell? I would love to sit on my computer all day and just put neat designs together. But no, I'm an online educator, working towards trying to be a writer, but a lot of personal obligations are keeping me from that right now. But I'm still very goal-oriented, nonetheless.
Well, you've described the existence of so many people.
You know, right,
so
yeah.
Much can get in the way of writing, like, you know, that family, money, life. So, and Donna, congratulations, because as, let's see, 16th year of Tumble Words?
Well, in August, we celebrated our 18th year.
Since
then, Denise Chavez has corrected me, and it's really been 19 years.
Well, all righty then.
So we're into our 20th year.
That's a long time for a writer's group to keep getting together and obviously still being so productive. Tell us about this particular edition of Mezcla. Where and when will we be able to experience it?
You can get a copy if you show up today at Tumble Words. When the workshop will be presented by Nancy Lechuga. But next Saturday will be the formal book party, November 30th at 7 p.m. at the Percolator, which is downtown.
It's the center of all things cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. 217 North Stanton is the official release, apparently.
Correct.
What's the order of events there? Readings?
Tumble Words will be the featured artist at the Barbed Wire Open Mic. The Barbed Wire Open Mic has been going on for getting close to a decade, mm-hmm. and each month, the last Saturday of the month, they have an open mic, and in addition, they have a featured artist. And so next Saturday, Tumble Words will be the featured
Excellent.
Artist. And so anyone who shows up who has a piece in Tumble Words will be encouraged to read as well. Mm-hmm. There may be certain other people from the audience who will sign up for the open mic as well.
Just a mildly bohemian and eclectic evening.
Correct.
Possibly worse than that, but now you
more
mentioned,
interesting.
Yes. You mentioned the today's gathering, and just to remind people that the Tumble Words Project gathers pretty much every single Saturday, with few exceptions, at the Memorial Park Public Library. That's 3200 Copper Avenue from 1245 to 245. And the workshops have different presenters every week. And it's essentially free, but we pass the hat and people put in their donations. So there's a clarification regarding your weekly opportunities. And you can get a schedule by, can they email Tumble Words Project?
Anyone can email me at tumblewordsproject@yahoo.com. That's all one word. It's also on Facebook. We have a Tumble Words Writing Project Facebook page and then a Google page at Tumble Words Writing Project.
Easy enough to get the complete schedule and know the rare events that there isn't going to be a workshop. Now back to the book. What is the process for taking submissions and how was this batch of work?
Well, we've got a great selection of very, very talented poets and writers and some artists. I had the chance to sort through the early manuscripts, had the chance to select some of the strongest pieces, and we feel that together we've produced a very strong publication that's at once extremely poetic and very reflective of the regional narrative style and I guess you can say scope of the regional writers, but we also have many, many other authors and writers from the national scope.
The submission is open to just the region, the U.S.?
To all over the U.S.
Okay.
Well, actually, anyone who's ever been involved with Tumble Words is always welcome to contribute to our anthologies. Consequently, we have some real heavyweights in this one, including Michael C. Ford and Lawrence Welsh. New contributors would include Paul Pedrosa, who's the editor of Border Senses, at Gauche. Robin Schofield is in the book.
Yes.
Some really nationally renowned writers. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've also had people from Mexico and other places included, because in these almost two decades of weekly writing workshops, we've had presenters from everywhere, from Jamaica to Hungary.
Yes.
And so it's a very eclectic group. Another super internationally famous writer and artist is Margaret Randall. It's excellent opportunity to see what La Cultura Fronteriza is, which is a mezcla bien rica.
Oh, it really is. Tumblewords is such an open environment, and it's fascinating to have sat around that table knowing I am among some of the greatest minds of this time, of my lifetime, as far as the writers in this area, and then to see new people arrive and realize their own talent and start honing it and cultivating it in this great open environment. Now, Donna, I know you founded Tumblewords 19 years ago, now that we know we've been aged, carbon dated. But Nick, what was your first experience? When did you reach Tumblewords?
Actually, quite a while ago. It was actually before I even began my undergraduate studies. I came to a workshop still very fresh-faced, still very young, and not too experienced in my own writing abilities. And it was an interesting experience, and then there was something like a 4 or 5 year gap between workshops. Mm-hmm. Last year, I started becoming a little bit more involved in Tumblewords. I had the opportunity to present one or two workshops, which was great.
Oh, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Yes.
One involved squids and the other magic.
Yeah, I mean, the topics are, the imagination is never ending. This is such a gorgeous product, and it's so delightful to have captured a really prime slice of what it is that Tumblewords kicks off in the minds and of the writers of our area and throughout the U.S. Congratulations to you both, and thank you so much for what you've contributed to the creation of Mezcla, Art and Writing from the Tumblewords Project, Volume 2. My guest today, poet and founder of Tumblewords, Donna Snyder, and Nick Adam Rodriguez, who was the editor and produced the cover art and layout for this lovely volume. Don't miss next Saturday, 7 p.m., Percolator Cafe, 217 North Stanton, a fun book release. And for more information, just check out Tumblewords Project in all its various forms. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Monica.